Welcome to the Teaching Space podcast, coming to you from Guernsey in the Channel Islands. Hello and welcome to episode 122 of the Teaching Space podcast. It's Martine here, coming to you from sunny Guernsey. Thanks for joining me for this episode. Today I'm going to talk to you about the benefits I've experienced of conducting weekly, monthly, and yearly reviews. I'm also going to explain to you how I conduct those reviews. Now, full disclosure, I feel like my annual review is pretty good and my monthly review is also working well, but my weekly review is not quite there yet. So I am iterating in public, I am working with the garage door up, and I'm sharing my process in the hope that it might be useful for you and will hopefully help you work towards goals that you've set for yourself. Now, I don't want to sound like a broken record, and I fully appreciate that Notion isn't a tool that everyone likes. It's certainly not for everyone. I fully appreciate that. But I equally, I have to say, having most of my stuff in Notion is absolutely the way I've managed to conduct a yearly and monthly review consistently for the first time ever. And as I mentioned before, I'm also refining that weekly review process. I have never been able to consistently have this behaviour as part of my life before, even though I've wanted to. And it's really game-changing. I approach this review process from a personal life perspective, which invariably encompasses my work life as well. So my personal review is the whole lot, but you might want to do a personal review and a work review. It's completely up to you how you apply this process. Whatever you do, the process is the same. The reason I'm saying it's game changing, because I appreciate that sounds huge, but it is, this review process has allowed me to make significant progress on my goals. So if, like me, you're the sort of person that at the end of a year, you go, right, what are my goals for next year? You sort of loosely set some goals. Previously, I've just kind of set them and then forgotten about them. And as a result, I've not met them. Doing these reviews is the key to meeting or achieving your goals. I'm absolutely convinced. So talking about goals, that is where this entire process starts. So we'll start with goals, and I'm going to walk you through my process. It's going to feel a bit like we're working backwards, but trust me, this is the right direction to go in. Starting with the annual review. So this is the review that you do towards the end of the calendar year. If you're doing a work focus, it might be the academic year makes sense for you. But for me, it's sort of mid-December. Towards the end of December, this is when I would usually do my annual review. Incidentally, I'm mindful of the timing of this episode, and I do believe that you can start this review process at any time. It might be you don't start with the annual review, you start doing monthly reviews, and you just work towards goals that you've set previously. It doesn't matter, you can start this whenever you want, but it would be a really good idea to make a diary note to do a solid annual review sort of mid-December time. In my annual review, I conduct a review of the year. I realise that's quite obvious now I've said it. What I'll do is I'll make sure there's a screenshot of the structure that I use for my annual review in the show notes. Now, obviously, it's in Notion, but you don't need to be doing this in Notion. There's absolutely no need. You could do a Word document, a Google Doc, something like that. And there are specific headers in my annual review document. The review gets you to think about the various buckets in your life. Examples of my own life buckets are health and well-being, work, business, personal life, for example, relationships, travel, well, not this year, but it might be an important bucket for you to have, personal finances, that kind of thing. Then for each of those buckets, I like to use the plus, minus, next journaling approach to reflect on how my progress has been in that bucket for the year. Plus minus reflect is when you set a timer for a specific period of time and you just brain dump pluses, things that have gone well, minuses, things that haven't gone well, and what the next steps are. And next invariably will flow into the goals that you set for yourself for the following year. So that's the plus minus next method. And I'll put a link in the show notes so you can read a little bit more about that reflection and journaling technique. I like the efficiency of it and the structure. It works well for me. So you go through the plus minus next system for each of your life buckets. After that, I recommend identifying your proudest achievements for the year and also the biggest challenges that presented. Then you set your goals. After you've gone through the plus minus next, proudest achievements, biggest challenges, you're in the right headspace to think about your goals for the next year. And again, I'm going to share a screenshot in the show notes of my goals for this year. And you'll find the show notes at theteachingspace.com/122. I keep my goals visible. I make sure that there is a picture of my goals on my dashboard, in Notion, stick them on a wall somewhere, whatever works for you, keep them visible. Don't set and forget. At this point, you might also want to set a theme for the year or a word of the year. Mine this year is one, that's my word, and the actual theme is for me to focus on doing one thing at a time. In fact, the full wording of the theme is one day and one thing at a time. So for me, it's about focus. It's about well-being, not trying to do all the things, trying to do one thing and trying to do it really well. Over the past couple of years, I've set a theme for the year and I have a little ritual, I guess. I purchase a piece of jewellery, usually it's a necklace with quite a big pendant on it, and I get my theme for the year engraved on the back. It's not an expensive piece of jewellery, it's quite reasonably priced, I go to the same place every year, but it's just a nice way to constantly remind myself of that theme and keep it visible. I appreciate that that's not something everyone can do, but it's one way that I like to keep my goals visible. It's time for a quick ad break. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you will know I love Notion for project management, writing, collecting resources, tracking my reading. It's basically my second brain. If you want to up your Notion game, I highly recommend Marie Poulin's Notion Mastery course. Find out more at theteachingspace.com/Notion course. Next up, let's talk about the monthly review. I think it's important to state that the annual review flows into the monthly review. In other words, the goals you set in your annual review will feature in your monthly review. The other thing to say is you need to schedule time for that monthly review to make sure it happens. It might be a recurring task on your to-do list or something in your calendar, but those are things that I would recommend that you do. I use my own Notion template to carry out a monthly review, and I call it my Now page. Once a month, I produce a page in Notion that kind of explains what I'm doing right now, and that works as my monthly review. It also includes links to all of my goals, so that's where that kind of linking happens. Incidentally, I have a free Notion template for the Now page, so I'll ensure there's a link to it in the show notes. Alternatively, just hop over to theteachingspace.com and you'll find the free template in my shop. In the monthly review, I comment on the progress that I've made on my goals, achievements throughout the month, what I'm going to focus on next month. I do a theme for the year update, again, to keep that top of mind. And I also make a note of what I'm currently reading, and I make this public. I don't make it super public, I'm not sharing it on Twitter all the time and things like that, but I do share it with nearest and dearest, and anyone who wants to read it can, it's not secret. But there's a little bit of public accountability there. It's really not necessary, but if that's something that helps you, then I recommend doing it. And the other thing I do is make sure I have a diary note to complete the process next month. Can you see how this is helping me not forget about my goals? It's a monthly check-in. It's sort of closing the loop to an extent. Now I'm going to briefly explain my weekly review, which is still not quite where it needs to be, but it is a start. Again, I have a reoccurring task in Notion to tell me to do my weekly review every Sunday. And one of the things I do is empty my quick capture inboxes. If you've not listened to episode 121, this might sound a bit strange, so I really recommend you have a listen to that. It's all about personal knowledge management. What it means for me is I go through drafts, I go through Readwise, and I clear everything down and put it where it needs to be, essentially. I also get myself to Inbox Zero. Again, I've got lots of resources on Inbox Zero on theteachingspace.com, so do hop over there and have a look if that's something that is new to you. I plan my week, which means reviewing my calendar and my tasks and things like that. It also means thinking about my exercise for the week, perhaps planning meals. I'm not as good at that as I should be. It's something that has slipped a little bit this year, but I'm working on it. At the moment, I don't refer back to my goals on a weekly basis as part of the weekly review. For me, having the weekly review being short, sweet, straight to the point, very action orientated works. But maybe I should. Maybe a weekly check-in on goals is worth considering, even if it's very quick. Or it could be fortnightly, something like that. I'm going to reflect on that further. All of this reviewing process, so the weekly, monthly, and annual review, comes together in Notion. And that's why at the top of the episode I said I honestly think that Notion has been the thing that has enabled me to make this positive behaviour change, because I spend a lot of time in Notion and everything all pulls in there. It all kind of lives on a dashboard, which I've taken quite a long time to develop. So my dashboard in Notion is the place that I go every day in the morning to look at my day, look at my plans, look at my tasks, set intentions for the day, start my journal. All of that stuff lives in my Notion dashboard. And I have to say, I would not have been able to have designed this dashboard to meet my needs in the way that it does without doing the Notion Mastery course, which I mentioned earlier. So I highly recommend that. It's a significant investment, but really, for me, has been worth every penny. That being said, I have made my Notion sort of homepage dashboard available as a template. So if you are interested in that, I will make sure there's a link in the show notes to it. And I'll also share a video that shows how I use that dashboard, because like I said, it is the hub of everything and it's just bringing all of this stuff together. And that's just about it. I hope this has been helpful. I appreciate that it won't work for everybody, but sometimes I think that hearing how other people approach things like setting goals and doing reviews can then go on to inspire you to create your own system or tweak an existing system. It's very much what works for you. You know, for example, it might be that you don't do a weekly review. It might be that you focus more on the month. I think an annual review is the right place to start. An annual review works for absolutely everyone. So that's your sort of gateway to having a form of review process. I'd really love to know what you think. I'd love to know what you do already, if you do something like this, if you don't do anything at all, but you'd like to. Whatever you do or don't do, I'd love to hear about it. And the best place to discuss that is the Teaching Space community. So why not hop over to community.theteachingspace.com and we can chat about it more. In the community, I always make a post for every podcast episode. There's an area for podcasts, and that's really a good starting place if you're brand new to the community. Hop in there, find the episode, leave a comment, and let's start that conversation. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up there. Just to let you know, next episode is episode 123, and that will be the last episode of this season. Can you believe it? Season 3 is at an end next episode. I'm going to take a break over summer, and then I will be back in September with the first episode of season 4. Thanks for listening. I hope you'll tune in next time. Thank you for listening to the Teaching Space podcast. You can find the show notes for this episode at theteachingspace.com.